This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden met leaders of Australia, India, and Japan Friday, a group central to his efforts to counter China's growing military and economic power, and said a free and open Indo-Pacific region was crucial to all of them. The White House says the virtual meeting of the countries known as the Quad, the first at leader level, shows the importance Mr. Biden places on the Indo-Pacific region and that it will focus on tackling the coronavirus pandemic, the climate crisis, and on reviving economic growth. The U.S. Justice Department Friday said it expects to file criminal charges against more than 100 additional people who allegedly participated in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol in what it described as probably the most complex investigation it has ever handled. More than 300 people already faced charges stemming from the siege, which left 5 people dead and more than 130 police officers injured, as thousands of supporters of former President Donald Trump tried to prevent Congress from certifying his election defeat. The United Nations human rights investigator on Myanmar called Friday for a united international stance against the military, which seized power February 1st, and has cracked down on protesters. Thomas Andrews told the UN Human Rights Council, quote, "It is heartbreaking to bear witness to the terror and lawlessness by those who have illegally grabbed power in Myanmar," end quote. Meanwhile, scores of Myanmar policemen and their families have now fled to India, security officials said Friday, with one officer telling AFP the authorities are, quote, "beating and torturing protesters." Myanmar's military authorities are cracking down with increasing severity on daily protests against last month's coup.